In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Gospel reading today comes from the end of the Gospel, the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, which is the Bread of Life discourse in which our Lord teaches us about the Eucharist. Now, he multiplies the loaves and then teaches them about what the multiplication of the loaves prefigures. Namely, the Eucharist and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that it is truly his body and blood, soul and divinity. And in this part we find people saying, this is a hard saying, who can accept it? Well, if you think about it, it's understandable why they would think it was a hard saying. You know, all right, guys, I'm going to give you my body and blood for you to eat and drink so that you can have eternal life. It's a very different thing to claim and to say. You know, it's very hard, and it would be a hard saying to accept. And you know, there are a lot of hard sayings in the gospel. Things like forgive your enemies. A lot of things are difficult, and that's understandable too. Because if they were easy or self-evident, why would Jesus have had to teach them? You know, no, he's going to teach you the hard things. He's not going to say, and this I command you, breathe, because that comes naturally. He commands us to do the things which do not come naturally and shows us the things which, while not contrary to reason, are not provable only by reason. And this is why he explains how it is possible. Because he is the Son of Man, and he will ascend to where he was before. This is coming from God himself. And if you look at sacred scripture, the Old Testament, you see how God has prepared the world for the teaching on the sacred Eucharist and for its reality. But like anything that is based upon faith, it's God's gift to us first. You know, we have to receive the gift of faith from God and accept that gift in order to believe. And it says of this, as a result, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. There were those who would not accept this teaching and would not accept that gift of faith, and they walked away. Now, it's very interesting what Jesus didn't do. Jesus didn't water down the faith and the teachings and his teachings in order to keep everyone in. He didn't go for the lowest common denominator. And really, that's a tendency within the church, and it's always been there. But it's been really bad for the last half century or so. Oh, well, you know, it's hard for people, so let's just make it easier. Let's just water things down so that no one can do that. We'll just accompany them. Wrong. That's not what Jesus did, so it cannot be what we did. And there's also another thing. He also talks about the one who would betray him. And this has led some people to think that this is what tipped the balance for Judas Iscariot. What really broke him. You know, he wasn't the best of people to begin with, but neither was Peter. But this is where Judas broke with Jesus over the sacred Eucharist. It's not crystal clear, and it may not be true, but it's certainly a possibility. But why did the ones stay who stayed? Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. If you believe that Jesus is the Holy One of God, the Son of God, then it is a relatively small thing to believe that he can turn his body, that he can turn the bread and wine into his body and blood, soul and divinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.